At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
.436, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Oh, you ever feel like that? Yeah, it is Friday. By the way, the weather's gorgeous. It's like 75 degrees, slightly overcast. So kind. My amazing daughter, Julia, has actually been outside all day. From early this morning till just now. She's going to come in, I guess, we'll bring her in at dinner. She's having such a great time. She hasn't been able to get outside for the last couple of weeks because of the really, really hot temperature. So anyway, it is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. One of the things that we do on Friday is that we chat with my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski, who during the week you'll find it, Certified Auto Repair, our Arts Automotive Service, and just back from a big, big Shop Fix Academy appearance. I'm just always happy to welcome him. Stan, welcome, sir.
Jeff Katz. Jeff Katz. Yep, went to Shop Fix, helped a lot of shop owners. Try to use a gift or two that I've learned and a blessing I've learned to give back. And here I am. We're hot and heavy and the best of trying to get number one auto repair shop in Central Virginia again. So I know that is coming to an end here very soon. And so we're stoked. Just trying to help some people out here.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. Tell me a little bit about what you were doing, because I was I saw some of the photos. You were once again featured on their big stage, were you not?
I was, and what a blessing it is. We had over 1,800 shop owners there. It's the largest automotive owner conference in the country, if not the world. And we're just thankful to be able to. We blew the entire place out. There wasn't enough room in the whole embassy suites, the executives, and we had to put tents outside with air conditioned units. And I want to thank all the members that came. We had quite a few come from Central Virginia that I had never met before that are trying to change their lives. So for Megan and I, it's been me being a shop, somebody who's been around the shop for 30 years and fixing cars, and her being smart and all educated and stuff. And we try to put everything together, and we felt like we could service the customers better than we've seen, and I could fix the cars better. And then we just learned it wasn't that easy to open a business. So we found Shop Fix Academy in 2020, and as soon as they showed us how to start, Aaron Stokes is the founder, he and his wife, Lydia, and we found them on the back of a magazine, and we flew over to Tennessee, and we've never looked back. They've been able to help us run the business right, give our customers the lowest price, the best warranties, and you can do it, but it takes so much to run the business right until you know how to do it. Most shop owners out here are, in fact, they're not sitting here, taking money all to the bank and laughing at how bad it is that your bank account's hurting because you needed a car repair. They're hurting too. And so we've learned how to make it kind of the best of all worlds and really take this industry sort of by the horns and start having an industry that customers can trust again. And by doing that, what you do is you enable the shops to run a fair, honest business, to actually make some money out of it. And like I told you, when this whole tariff thing started, we're guaranteeing our parts prices for this entire year. And we've been able to do that. We have not changed or raised our prices at all. And we're not going to. We negotiated with our vendors, and they understand where we're coming from. I don't have to use any one single vendor. We have such a good following. Central Virginia is such a loyal following. They know we're doing the best we can do on their cars. And so we're able to make those negotiations with these vendors. So we're not raising your prices at all through this. So right. it just adds on to how it gives the end result is a customer receiving the best customer service they could possibly ask for in any shop, and then helping other shops learn how to do it as well. Just making the industry better.
It is a very cool thing. It is a very, very cool thing. It's so nice to see you involved in that. And honest to goodness, not just involved. I mean, you're getting to be a big deal there, my friend. And well, you are. I am so happy. Look, I sound like you're like a proud uncle or something. But you know, I look at you on that stage and I think, yeah, exactly. You're doing it for all the right reasons, and you're helping those shop owners. And this is the important part. This is why you, for years now, have been doing In the Garage with Stan Andruski, which airs every Saturday morning right here, 8 a.m. Because you wanted people who were not shop owners to understand these are good, honest, decent people for the most part, overwhelmingly good, decent, honest people trying to pay their bills, keep your car safe and on the road. And when you have the opportunity to help, even with saying, hey, I think it sounds like you may need to do this, you want to do that, and it's giving back. You've been doing that the whole time.
Yeah, and I'm thankful, and I'm in a position where I feel completely overwhelmed and blessed with the talents and the ability God's given me. A lot of times I don't feel like I'm the one speaking. I'll just be honest with you, Jeff. I know that I'm being used, and I'm very thankful for that in a way that is positive. But let me just say this. I think one of the biggest things I've learned over the last few years is honestly trying to stay humble, but also understanding that the most important thing for somebody, including our customers, is they can understand why something costs what it does. If they can understand how and why to take care of their cars, like why we have to do it this way, why do we have to charge diagnostics to get your car fixed, like to get rid of and dispel all the myths. And that's the one thing I think that the show's been able to do, and something that I've learned to relay very well to customers. And this is why this particular repair costs this much. I've done my research, I bring the receipts, and customers can understand and appreciate it. That way they're not wondering. I think if there's a void out there, why does this part cost this much? And I can go on eBay or I can go on Amazon and pay for it. They're not the same, first and foremost. Second, you're not getting a warranty on those like you are with us. And third, you're not getting somebody who knows how to put them on at some of these other places when you go for the cheapest deal. So just explaining the why, it leaves less room for people to wonder sort of on their own, why, how could this possibly cost this much? Or why did this repair happen now? Right. With the maintenance, why is it important to do maintenance and have these priorities, you know? So that's the biggest thing I think that I've been blessed enough to be able to learn, that people just want to understand it within reason. And if they can understand it, it makes everything much, much better to do for us and for them.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It's to make it.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Clear to everybody that the equipment is expensive. The skill set that your techs have is just off the charts. And that diagnostic, you know, I just went over there. I just wanted them to look over and, you know, take it for a test drive and tell me it was okay. Well, okay, well, that's 30 minutes. It's 40 minutes. It's an hour. Well, they should just, it's like you don't walk into your doctor's office and say, I just want you to give me a quick once over and tell me if everything's okay. You pay people for time. I mean, that's ultimately what each of us has to trade, right? Is our skill and our time.
Yeah, and diagnostic is, you know, it's one of those like witchery words where people are afraid to talk about it. I'm not. I mean, I think that we do offer at both shops, arts and certified, we offer a free second opinion. Yep. We also offer a free 15-minute no wrench. So if you do have something going on, we've had people come in and they were told they needed brakes over the phone. And, you know, they sat here and called 20 places. It was going to be $400. And we take it in and there's a stone like stuck to it. And like, dude, right. You're gone. What do we owe you? Nothing. Here, take this. Use it. Take this and put it on your mantle. You know, it was literally a rock scraping in your brakes. And we're not going to charge anybody anything for that. But that's why we hold our processes. Like, we don't necessarily price over the phone things. We want to make sure. One of the biggest things we see is people get in there thinking they need something, and it's nothing like they think. Either it could be cheaper a lot of times, or it might be a different direction. So the diagnostic, if you bring it in and we have to perform some kind of diagnosis on your car, we're on the hook then. Like, if we tell you it's something, right. We're not the local parts store that just says, oh, you need an oxygen sensor. You go put it on, and your check engine light's still on. Like, if we tell you you need that and it doesn't work, that's on us then.
That's right.
And we have trained people to do that, so you're right. But we do also, you know, we've been offering free AC services all summer long. We've helped. I mean, I don't even have a number for you, Jeff. Last time I looked, it was just a ton. It was well over 50 or 60 customers, at I think just certified alone, that came in for air conditioned checks that we were able to help out with. And, you know, we're going easy on the diagnosis side of things because it's a very hot summer, and the community needs us. And if they need help with it, we've been doing our best to try to give them an idea. And we've been able to fix a lot of them for pennies on the dollar, believe it or not, just a little leak here or there, and they're on their way. So we do like to be able to give back when we can, but if you have a technician like we have, and these guys are all master certified, every single technician we have, these guys can fix any car that comes in that building. And these guys also like to be paid for their service and the work that they put in, the education they have. I mean, half their tools are a couple $100,000 in tools. A couple $100,000, that's not your local mechanic anymore. Like, these, right. It's, you know, and so that's just the thing we try to get across to customers. Absolutely.
Well, you do the best. Now, listen, I've got to wrap it up, but there are two things I need people to understand. Number one, Certified Auto Repair, once again, in the running for best auto repair shop in all of Central Virginia. And the way that you can vote for them, of course, online, you go to go.richmond.com, but you can text the number 276 to 804-430-5505. I've been doing that consistently. And in front of everybody, I don't care if you blush, I want to thank you and I want to thank Megan, because as I have been involved with this Team Cats effort for Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia, no shock here, but Stan Andruski, Megan Andruski immediately stepped to the plate and said, how can we help, making a very, very impressive show of your support? So thank you, Stan. Thank you, Megan.
Well, Jeff, thank you very much. You know, I have a firm belief that fatherhood and the lack of through this country has been the biggest problem we've had as far as the culture and our and just society. So, and I've also been part of the Fatherhood Foundation before, and so I 100% encourage people to get involved, get out there, and you know, moms do have it bad, single moms, but how many know single dads can be just as bad, especially the last few years where we've literally had attacks. And anything that was manly for the last 15 years, if you're a man, it's kind of bad these days. And we just can't have that. I mean, men, we have our own set of circumstances and struggles we have to deal with. And if men, if you're listening, you're not alone. That's come out to find a church, find the Fatherhood Foundation, especially if you're a dad. Reach out to other men and let's start talking more. And don't try to take it all on yourself. So thank you, Jeff, so much. Love you for doing it. So thankful for the Fatherhood Foundation. Love you, Central Virginia. We'll see you tomorrow at 8 a.m.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. That is Stan Drewski, everybody. Stan Andruski, the host of In the Garage with Stan Andruski, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.